Accession number 10251, reel 2.
Sounds very reel 2. You were just saying about Vandewer.
Yes, his mother inquiring about him, you know, at the time. Well, a few years after, like. But like I said, I wasn't quite sure what really happened to him. But that's where he was. He was standing at the bows and he fell into the drink, like. And then the war started between us and the destroyer. Now, Tommy Durant was on the top there with his twin Lewis. And I had the Bren. And I threw in the ropes out to the different lads, you know, that was in the water. And, well, that's all I could have done. And he came around on the port side, wasn't it? Left side of it, wasn't it? The port side. And he fired a salvo at us then, from there, you know. They went big 4-inch, you know, but I think he fired one, I'm not sure. And it come through the funnels, whatever, and they had me, I had all shrapnel all in me back then, you see. But the lad was at the side of me, he had his leg off, a sailor. And he was from Ipstock in Leicester. So, and he had his wellies on, and his trousers were ripped, you see, and all the blood was going into his welly, wasn't it? But me and him was in the water, you know. When he gave us another bump in the water, I went and I can't swim, you know. Couldn't swim at all. And, well, I wasn't afraid, like, you know. But I said to myself, he's not going to gain nothing, you see. Tommy was firing away at him all the time, you know. Until he got killed altogether, like, wasn't it? But the worst part of it on the boat for me, like, I don't know, phosphorus shells he was firing at us or what, but the handrail fell and it burnt all my neck. This rail dropped on me hood, you know, and I had my hood down, you see, and just behind us all, no helmet, nothing on, and down my neck it went, this hot embers of this handrail, you see.
What kind of injuries did it?
That's all I had. That's all I had was I had a big shrapnel wound around the rectum and also the shrapnel in my back.
So how badly injured were you?
Not very, but I walked it from, you know, from the dock after to where they were taking us to, you know, with the help of the officer, you know, and the sailor.
How long were you in the sea?
Oh, I wasn't in it long. I was holding on to something and I couldn't tell you what was. I don't know if the nets was down at the side at the time, I don't know. But there was something, or a piece of wire, something I had hold of. And the ML comes and we had 2,000 gallons of petrol on that, you know, extra, to bring us home. And we had 12 to 14 rucksacks full of gunpowder, gel ignite, hamatol, you know, all the stuff, everything. And that was in the mess deck, down below. I mean, the bullet amongst that lot. But what I can't make out is how there were some chaps killed below deck. And all that stuff didn't go away. You know, somebody, you know, touched it or something, you know, and it blowed up on it. And yet Tomlin, well, I'm not sure if Chappell was in there. And he got a bullet in the head. But I don't think he was on the top. I can't remember now. Or was he on my boat? Ah, I think he was on my boat. Chappell. But he was in my commando, I know. But Dockrell, you see, Dockrell, Butler, and well, only them two sergeants, you see, they went they went fighting with us, you see. They went were the ones that just wrote the book now. There's another book out there, Sidney's Air Commando. It was him, there's a chap from Oxford Street, number 3 commando, he's got that. He's borrowed it. He come here to see the wife the other week, and it's a £12.50. It's written by Semple.
When the German warship was attacking your vessel, Did you hear the German commander, the German captain, shouting to the British ship?
He shouted, no more firing. No more firing and coming alongside. And he came alongside. And old Tommy gave him another burst. But he came, yeah, that was the end of it, because Lieutenant Swain, number one commando, he shouted to him, you know, well, he must have been dead then, you see, Tommy. And that was the end of that. So they took everybody off. The ones that was killed first, you know, straight away, that was on the gun. I couldn't remember who's him. Can't remember their name now. But
how did they treat you on board?
Oh, they tried to get the ring off my finger, one of them. And an officer seen him and he clacked him across the ear. And they give us witchy water. But the only thing that vexes me, our own, when the light come, you know, our own ships was on the horizon, you know. We could see the whole ships that was there. It could have been Tynesdale or the other one. Or they sent two or three more and to escort us out, you know. But I said to myself, it was so close and yet so far, isn't it? So they brought us back to St. Nazaire in a tug. Well, they took us off the destroyer onto a tug, and then they laid all the wounded outside the tug, you know, they were in the part like there. And we were lying down there for ages on the dock, and then the Campbelltown blew up at that time as well. And by God, it did bang too. And then they came after. I don't think they knew what we were, you know, because khaki trousers and a white pullover, that's all I had on. I had nothing else. And my commando boots. And well, they knew, you see, they captured a naval ship, didn't they? So they didn't know nothing at all what we were, the commandos or whatever it was. And I ripped me commando knife off me trousers before I knew I was going to be a prisoner of war or drowned or something, you see. So I ripped me knife off, because I had me knife on me knee, you know, and I threw me Colt 45 away. I'd never had nothing off me, whatever, and me Bren gun went over the side. So they never had nothing, like, well, not off any of them, I don't think. But if they'd have come down, you see, and took all that ammunition from there, you know, enough there, wasn't it? 12 of, well, it could have been 13 or 14 of them, you know, like I was saying, but 12 of us was on the actual, on that boat with demolition. £90, you see, each. So a lot of, and 12, 908, isn't it? 108, oh, isn't it? It was a good, you were in heaven before you looked around, yourself. You only wanted wings. If anything, it hits it, like, you see. But, you see, they must have been going through the hull. The bullets must have gone through the hull, you see, to kill these two lads that was down there, you see. And I'm sure Chapel was injured, you know, below ground, in the mess deck. I'm not sure. Because there wasn't many of us on the top. There was me and the officer, and this lad that had his leg off. All the rest was dead, you know, Tommy Durant, and then there was a little bloke feeding the gun for him, the twin Lewis.
So you were on deck when the German
Yes, he was on the deck. I was.
Whereabouts were you?
Well, around the bridge, by the funnel. Around where's the wire, is it the wire, all right?
Oh. That's all right. What were you doing on the deck? Were you on duty or sleeping?
No, filling the magazines for morning. Filling all the magazines, the Bren mag, and this thing come at the side of us, this big thing come at the side of us. I thought, straight away, it's ours, you know, camouflage, the same as ours and everything. But it wasn't, was it? It's old Jerry.
What was the name or number of your ship?
306, ML306. And 14 in line.
14 in line?
14 in line, yes. Number 14. 2, 4, 6, 8, 4, 14. That was 14.
In going into
Zandar? Yes. Campbelltown was in the front, you see, and MG, and MGB came after with all the officers when they knew them. I think they were all on that day, second in command and the adjutant, and the naval officers, the high naval officers were all on MG, on the MGB. She had three engines. And the MTB, well, he doesn't live very far from here either, you know. Lord Newborough. Have you heard of him?
Yes, I've interviewed him.
Have you?
Yes.
Mickey.
And once the German ship landed you at Saint Nazaire,
yeah.
What kind of treatment did you get then?
Oh, what's him? They never bothered with us, did they? They never bothered. We had nothing in Saint Nazaire at all. We never had a drink or a butty or nothing. Never done anything there. We were there. The last meal we had, like, was that night before we. And I don't think we had anything after through our lips. We had, you know, early on, say about half past 7, 8 o'clock the night before. We had nothing. We were really hungry when they took us to the hospital. Well, it wasn't actually a hospital. I think it had been an officer's mess or something, sometime or other, at La Baule. L-A-B-A-U-L-E, I think.
So at Saint Nazaire, you were just on the quayside?
On the quayside, waiting to be moved from there, you see. But, we were there for ages, lying down there. But Butler and Dockrell and them, you see, they were with a different gang. They blowed the pumps up, you know, they did. Butler and them. They done a good job of it. And there was another chap, too, with a beard. With them. And he was wounded very bad, too. And,
What type of treatment did you get at the hospital at La Baule?
Oh, what's the... Terrible, that was, I think, waiting, you know, and the Germans, we were all the same, the Germans and the British together. We had to go in turns, like, you know. Well, as far as I knew, like, innit, I know there's a German coming in front of me and the German at the back of me. And then they'd looked at your wounds, you see, if they were that bad. And I was there for about a fortnight and they sent me to Rennes, to another hospital there. And the most of the Saint Nazaire fellas was there, you know, the very bad ones, the ones with the legs off or arm off or... Oh, what's him had his eye out, didn't he? Lord Newborough. He had it pinned on here for a while with a bit of plaster in his eye, hanging.
On his cheek.
Cheek,
Going back to when you were going into Saint Nazaire, can you describe... The sequence of events from you leaving Falmouth to you turning back. Can you tell me step by step what happened?
Well, the first thing was you meeting Sturgeon, wasn't it? The submarine that guided us into the West End, into the middle of the river. And that's about all. I think we went in and we came out.
What could you see when you went in?
Oh, it was all on fire. Everything was on fire. And shoot, whoa, I've never seen fire, you know. It's only since you've seen them on the television, all this. But to see it and to be amongst it, it's incredible. Because everything was on fire, you see. Boats on fire. Life-saving craft was on fire. Chaps shouting in the water. Of course, he tried to pick him up, didn't he, with MTB? The lad, he was going out like that, he passed us, and he stopped to pick somebody up, you see, and he had directed Lord Newborough. But we went all the way out. Everything went all the way out into the bay, into the Biscay. And then it all started, you see, from there. That was the worst bit of fighting we had, like, you see, close fighting, wasn't it?
How frightened were you when you went into Sanders?
I'd never been frightened. I took it as an everyday sort of thing, like, you know. I got a book there, what the officers wrote about that part, you know. And when if a young couple is after, I'll fetch it for you. Or can you